Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we'll be talking about high performance in the woodyard. I am Mark Rushton and I will be your host. Did you know that millions could be saved by reducing losses in the woodyard while making high quality chips for your pulping process? The numbers speak for themselves. With a 1% saving in raw material, a high-capacity chipping line can save as much as $1.5 million per annum, and even more in the fibre line from good uniform chips. Today, we are delighted to welcome two Andritz experts, Harry Soiler, Senior Vice President, Wood Processing Services, and Hannu Silventoinen, Director, Wood Processing, Go-to-Market Management. So welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Okay, first let's turn to Harry. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us about your job at Andritz?
Thanks, Mark, for the introduction. As you said, I'm working in the Wood Processing Services Division. I'm based in Finland, but serving our customers globally. And we work together with our customers from ranging from spare parts to helping our customers optimize their lines and upgrade them with the latest technologies and solutions available.
Excellent. Thanks, Harry. So you're obviously the right person to talk to about the Andritz chipping philosophy. Can you tell us more about that philosophy?
Sure. Our philosophy is pretty straightforward. We always deliver customized solutions so that we meet the mill's capacity and process needs, depending if it's a batch digester that's in the next process, a continuous digester, or even a refining process. Regarding the philosophy, the key word here is stability. And then we want to ensure that we get the best quality chip with the minimized amount of wood losses in their process. So again, I repeat, our chipping process is based on stability. The objective is to ensure the best quality chip with minimization of wood losses.
Excellent. Very interesting. Thanks for that. As mentioned in the introduction, there are millions of dollars that can be saved in the woodyard. Can you tell us just where wood losses can be prevented?
Sure. We can prevent wood losses throughout the entire process. If we're looking at a standard chipping process, normally you have woodyard management, then you have a debarking process followed by a drum chipper line. Then there's the chipper itself taking care of the chipping. Then it's followed by screening and some kind of an oversized treatment, and followed by bark processing and storage. So throughout each of these, we can look for opportunities to save in wood losses. If you want me to go to some examples?
Yeah, why not? That'd be great.
Sure. So it all starts in the woodyard management. So if you hear crackling sound in your log yard, it means that you're managing your logs in a little bit too abrasive way. Any broken log, it will lead to wood losses. So it's key for loaders to operate within the capacity limits to operate as gently as possible, causing minimal damage to the wood. Following the loading, I come back to the word stability. It's critical that the operators load the lines according to the design capacities and maintain the stability. This applies immediately when you go to the debarking process. It's important for the mills to operate at the right filling degree, at the right rotation speed, and having the right retention time. This is critical for the wood cleanliness, which is the main KPI out of the debarking drum. So we want a minimum amount of bark, but we don't want to over-debark logs. And also, we don't want to overload the drum, because as soon as you overload the drum, you have log breakage, which again leads to wood losses. Followed by the drum, there's the drum chipper line. It's important that you have clean and effective bark separation. You have good washing and stone separation, proper metal detection. All of these factors are critical to maintaining a constant in-feed to your chipper, And again, a constant feed is very similar to a stable process. So the more stable and the process is, the better your chip quality will be. And this will reduce your wood loss levels in your chipping process.
Excellent. There's some really good, helpful advice there. So what does Andritz do to help customers prevent wood losses?
It's working together with our customers. That's the whole key word here. We give us a call. We'll come and have a review of your line. We can also do process and mechanical audits of the line, which end up in recommendations. We'll identify the areas where you have wood losses and offer then different types of solutions, which can range from just simple maintenance improvements to we also do operator trainings so that we operate the line within the right capacities. There's automation solutions, for example, our latest drum EKG, which will operate the debarking drum in the right set points based on what the mill requires. And we also can look at larger line rebuilds. So we bring the latest technology to the existing lines that may have some years of use.
Great. Thank you, Harry. There are clearly a lot of process steps where it's essential to minimum wood losses. But furthermore, it is important to optimize the fiber production. So Hannu, could you introduce yourself and tell us why the quality and economy of the pulp production depends on the wood chip quality?
Thank you, Mark. My name is Hannu Silventoinen. I have over 35 years of experience in wood processing. I have worked in various positions. The longest time, over 20 years, I have been heading the sales activities in the wood processing business. Coming back to your question about the economy of the pulp production, the fact is that more than half of the direct production cost is in the chemical pulp mill is actually coming from the wood raw materials. So every increment done in the saving of wood raw material, as already discussed by Harry earlier, is important. And even more important is to improve the fiber yield in the cooking process. This yield improvement provides even a bigger impact on the overall economy of the plant. It was mentioned that 1% savings in wood in a high-capacity chipping line will give $1.5 million raw material savings per year. Mill experiences have shown that after we have introduced Andritz modern chipping technology, the yield improvement in the fiber line is even more impressive. Normally, more than 1% unit yield improvement has been gained in the fiber line. And this will come in addition to the raw material savings in the woodyard. If we use the same high-capacity chipping line as an example, and if we get 1% yield improvement in the fiber line, it allows us to produce 12,000 tons more pulp per year from the same amount of wood raw material. With conservative pulp price like $500 per ton, the profit increases with $3 million per year. At the same time, fiber quality, like strength properties, will be improved. So there are important gains available when improving chip quality.
Very important gains. Those numbers are absolutely amazing. So thank you for that. So what now do pulp mills have to consider concerning wood chip quality?
The uniformity of the chips is important. The amount of non-wanted fractions, like oversized, overthick, pins and fines, should be minimized. Chip length has to be optimized as well so that the thickness is in the correct range. And for example, when running softwood, the long fibers are maintained. With softwood, mills are running much longer chips than for hardwood. Less cuts, of course, means longer fibers. Chip thickness is seen as the most important dimension in kraft pulping. When the chips are getting thinner, kappa variation between the surface and core of the chip becomes more even, which gives more homogeneous pulp quality and reduces overall kappa variation. Compared to thicker chips, the cooking condition can be softer and yield loss by overcooking the pins is reduced. this, of course, will increase the yield. With thinner chips, the strength properties of pulp will improve, and this is done with less chemicals. So all these benefits can be gained.
Great. Clearly, there's some expert advice being given in this podcast today. So good chip quality makes it possible to improve the cooking by producing a more uniform chip. We've established that. So could you tell us a little bit more about what kind of the chips cause problems in the process?
Yes, I can do that. In general, the variations in all aspects of the chips will cause headache, some kind of headache. If the chip particle size varies, then to control the cooking is difficult, especially when the thickness is varying. If the moisture content or the density of the chip varies, then the cooking parameters need to be adjusted accordingly. Generally speaking, two big chips, oversized and overthick chips, will increase the reject amount in the cooking, which reduces the capacity. If there are more pins and fines in the chips, they reduce yield. They normally overcook, consume cooking chemicals, and end to the chemical recovery circulation of the mill. Pins and fines can also cause various disturbances in the cooking, like plugging of the screens and reduce the circulation of the cooking liquors. This all means less capacity, less yield, and variation may cause even variation in the product quality. So homogeneity of the chip is the key to success.
Okay, so we have the key to success, but what does Andritz provide to prevent such problems happening in the first place?
First of all, we are providing a complete debarking and chipping process, which is designed to make good quality chips. This means, for example, continuous and even flow of locks to chipper, and chipping of locks in one layer against the bed knife. We shall avoid chipping locks against locks because this will cause over thick and too long chips. And naturally, the line need to have a chipper which makes high quality and homogeneous chips. Andritz has done very thorough and long-term research and developing finding the impact of chip quality in the pulping. Based on those results, we have developed chipping technology which meets the fiber line requirements. As an example, we introduced our horizontally fed high-quality chipper, as we call it HHQ chipper, to the market year in 2001. The chipping geometry is designed so that the chipper makes 15% thinner chips than conventional chippers. Since the introduction of this HHQ chipper, we have sold more than 3 times high-capacity chippers than any other brand at the market. This proves that the market appreciates our long-term work in developing chipping technology and chip quality. Secondly, you normally get what you measure and control. We measure chip quality continuously. We take samples automatically and analyze them with our scan chip technology. New chip quality result is available every 15 minutes. Our smart technologies are also excellent help here. We provide debarking optimization and production control systems, which autonomously maintain even and constant capacity to the chipping. Also, our chipper EKG monitors the condition of the chipper and alarms if any abnormalities are found in the chipper, or if, for example, if the chipper knives need to be changed to maintain the good quality.
Okay, thanks, Hannu, for that. That's great regarding the new technology. So what else does a mill need to do to maintain the high-quality chips all the time?
That's a good question, Mark. And I think you said the key word there, maintenance. If we build on Hannu's example or his comment about the chipper, it's absolutely critical that we maintain the chipper in good condition. Here is where maintenance, proper maintenance, has a direct effect on this chip quality. If you are not exchanging your parts at the right time intervals or the wear intervals, you'll be affecting the chipping geometry, and you'll start to produce oversized chips or slivers, which again, if you refer to the earlier conversation, would be considered as wood losses. So again, the criticality of on-time maintenance is very important. And whether a mill needs or would like some support on this, we can always offer our partnership agreement, which is a complete service contract for the chipper. Here, we take care of the equipment and the customer focuses on the chipping.
Excellent. So clearly there's enormous benefits to be had by using Andrew's expertise. Perhaps you could just sum up at the end by maybe just a couple of sentences each on what's the best place to start for a customer who's having question marks over his wood yard?
Yeah, if I can answer that question first. I have met tens of mill managers after they have invested in a wood yard. And many of them have been saying that the increment of investment against, let's say, the increment in the quality of woodyard investment is very big. So if they would have known in advance that this improvement is so big, they would have invested earlier.
Okay, brilliant. Harry, anything to add there?
Sure. I mean, I fully agree with everything that Hannu has just said. And it's if you have an Andritz line operating in your backyard now, you most likely will see an Andritz person on site visiting. Please address the topic with them and have the open discussion with them. And we for sure will find the right solutions for your challenges. And even if you don't have an Andritz chipper or Andritz chipping line in your backyard, please contact us anyway, because we have been helping customers with any and all types of woodyard equipment. So we're very open to help. And the best place to start is to give us a call. Let's have a look at your line and we begin the discussion from there.
Great. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for that very interesting discussion.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
So clearly there are massive savings to be made in the woodyard and then further on to the fiber line by simply customizing the chip production process. Andritz chipping philosophy applied to individual mills has been designed to stabilize the chipping process to ensure the best chip quality and the minimum of wood losses. Thanks, Harry and Hannu, for a very enlightening discussion. Should any of our valued listeners wish to find out more, please feel free to visit our website. You can find the link in the show notes of this episode. Thank you to our guests and to our listeners. Goodbye.